Whilst this all was going on, Triss is weeping and kissing a hogmaid she calls Welfo, and another young chap named Urtica, and a big old daddy hog named Abistort. They did carry on, though, all laughing and crying and saying, "Thou hast returned! Welcome to thee!" No beast seemed to be paying much attention to the tuck, so I located a rhubarb and apple crumble and let him get on with it. Naturally, there were lots more tears when Triss gave them the sad news about poor Shog. But when she told Welfo and her friends about the pretty little boat named after him, it cheered him up a touch. "Do you know, I can't stand that blinking Sagax. He paces the deck with that flaming great hatchet thing, watching every mouthful I take. Keeps reminding me that there's others aboard and that we've got the rest of the voyage to complete, what? As if I didn't jolly well know. I told him if he didn't like it, he could swim behind the ship with his axe in his mouth, keeping an eye out for sharks the rest of the way. Good job he is a pal of mine, or I might have tossed him overboard myself."
N.B. There is a space in the log here. Also, several stains on the parchment, which look like blueberry juice, leek and mushroom soup, and an unidentifiable pudding with honey and nuts in it. Then the log continues on the following day.
"Life's flipping rotten at times, ain't it? We've hardly been here since last noon, and it's foul the anchor, lower the bilges, rattle your reef sails, and all that sea-going codswallop. We're leaving! All that wonderful scoff, those delectable dishes, that fabulous fruit, those... what's a word that begins with V? Those very, very nice vegetables, and we're sailing off, leaving a blooming lot behind. Miss Triss is looking pretty edgy, I notice. Even old Chubby Cheeks, Mockug, has gone all pensive and grim. I expect it's 'cause the next stop is Riffguard. Well, forward the buff, say I. True blue and never fail. A perilous hare like me should gain a few medals in the battle to come, what? I'll show 'em. Not a blot on me copybook and covered in glory. That's how this young hero will return. Wonder what the food's like on Riffguard. This ink gets every flipping wear. I'll have to change me name to Scare 'em Bluepaw. Righty-ho, then. Ship's log finished for the day. Gorgeous smells wafting from the galley. Good cooks, those Gowsim lads. Oh, that reminds me. Logalog and Sagax want a word with me. Something important, probably, what? I hope they don't mention that blueberry and pear pudding missing from the galley last night. It wasn't me. I was never near the place. This is ink on me paws, not blinking blueberry juice. Bet it was Skipper. I don't know where he puts it. Must have a hollow rudder. Think I'll go and hide in the fruit locker for a bit. Pleasant in there, what? Biscarum Lepus World Whipscut Esquire signing off.